A meeting on the Natural Resources Transfer Agreement kicked off in Prince Albert this morning. The Western Treaty Nations Summit is being hosted by the Prince Albert Grand Council. Some of the topics on the agenda include lands, resources and provincial powers, the meaning of the NRTA, and how it affects treaties and resource revenue sharing. The forum wraps up on Thursday. Premier Scott Moe announced a three-person cabinet shuffle this morning. NBC's Dan Jones reports.
The province has a new Minister of Government Relations and Minister responsible for First Nations, Métis, and Northern Affairs. Lori Carr moves from Highways and Infrastructure to take over from Warren Keating. Carr is also in charge of the Provincial Capital Commission. Keating becomes Minister responsible for Rural and Remote Health, previously held by Greg Ottenbright. Keating also becomes Minister responsible for seniors, a new position. Ottenbright becomes Minister of Highways and Infrastructure and Minister responsible for the Water Security Agency. Premier Scott Moe says the small shuffle will strengthen his cabinet going into the 2020 election. Dan Jones, NBC Radio News, Regina.
A 19-year-old man convicted of manslaughter in the death of LaRange restaurant owner Simon Grant will serve his sentence in a federal penitentiary. Earlier this year, a judge handed the man, who was 17 at the time of the attack, a 9-year adult sentence. The man's lawyer has indicated they plan to appeal the sentence. Grant's widow, Cora Lake, says she doesn't think an appeal will be successful.
The brutalness of the crime, just the barbaric way it was done, I just can't see that, you know, an appeal would actually be something that would, you know, that they would win.
Grant died after being beaten with a baseball bat in his restaurant in April 2017. Mushroom buyers in northern Saskatchewan are pleased with the strong crop of chanterelles, but not so much with morels. Morels can be found the year following a forest fire. However, Randy Johns, the CEO of the Keewatin Community Development Association, says there was not much burn last year.
Yeah, well, morels are finicky because we only find them in volume in areas that have been recently burnt, and it has to be the right kind of fire. So we don't know from year to year if there's going to be much of a crop of morels.
John says chanterelle mushrooms were such a bumper crop this year that he reached his quota after the August-long weekend. The Saskatchewan and federal governments have announced $1 million in funding to help with flood mapping for 20 at-risk communities. The province and Ottawa are splitting the cost. Sam Ferris, the vice president of the Saskatchewan Water Security Agency, says crews will gather information to help them prepare for the worst.
This helps the communities plan to address flood zone mapping, as well as flood prevention in terms of keeping development in flood-prone areas away.
LaRange and Airrange are among the communities in line to receive modern flood maps and hydraulic modeling. Ottawa says it's been given a thumbs up to funding for theater and recreational projects after the Saskatchewan government said they were in jeopardy. The federal infrastructure minister promised the money on Twitter. 13 of the province's infrastructure projects were mentioned. Additional projects are also expected to be approved, and formal announcements will follow. An election campaign is underway in Manitoba, where voters go to the polls on September 10th. Former university professor and Indigenous broadcaster Wab Canoe is the leader of the Manitoba NDP. He says his party is ready, despite the fact that the election is coming a year ahead of schedule.
Our team, very strong team, launched our campaign first, nominated a full slate of candidates first, and caught and then surpassed the Tories in terms of election readiness.
The Manitoba government recently downgraded 3 hospital emergency rooms in Winnipeg, and Canoe says if he's elected mayor, he would reinstate 2, or rather if he's elected premier, he would reinstate 2 of them. Applications are being accepted until September 20th for membership in the Canadian Food Policy Advisory Council. The council will include people from all walks of life. That includes the agriculture and food industry, health professionals, academia, nonprofit organizations, and Indigenous organizations. The goal is for all people in Canada to have access to sufficient amounts of safe, nutritious, and culturally diverse food. More information on the application process and selection criteria can be found online. A grade 11 student from Edmonton is the winner of the annual Orange Shirt Program Logo Design Competition. Farah Ochisa's design will be featured on the front of the official Alberta Orange Shirt. The shirts are worn on September 30th to honor residential school survivors and to promote ongoing reconciliation. Ochisa's family originates from the Driftpile First Nation in Treaty 8 territory. A date in September was chosen for Orange Shirt Day because it was the time of the year when children were taken from their homes and sent to residential schools.